using constraints management to optimize capacity. When a specific element of logistics capacity is the constraint on total throughput, constraint management principles from the theory of constraints can be used to improve the total output of the logistics network. Constraint management principles use what are called the five focusing steps. Identifying the constraint, finding the bottleneck. Exploiting the constraint, making quick improvements to improve the constraint's throughput using existing resources. Subordinating the constraint, ensuring that support processes or other activities are arranged to get the constraint what it needs to stay in full use. Elevating the constraint, adding capacity to the constraint, for example, with additional contracts or by making capital investments. Repeating the process, identifying the new constraint, there is always at least one constraint on total throughput. Let's take an example of a warehouse's capacity as a bottleneck caused by a decision to offer a new product line while still working to sell off the old product line. A warehouse nearing full capacity becomes very inefficient, and warehouse efficiency and utilization metrics should help identify this as a logistics bottleneck. Exploiting the constraint could involve finding mostly empty bays and consolidating them, eliminating obsolete inventory, and so on. It could also involve some demand-shaping activities, such as selecting slower shipping modes for inbound items in less demand or ordering some materials in LTL rather than TL at higher cost. Subordinating the constraint could involve things like ensuring that picking and outgoing shipping are fully staffed and working efficiently. Elevating the constraint might take the form of acquiring more space or more dense storage options. These could be temporary solutions if the capacity issue is projected to be resolved soon, or they could be permanent solutions if capacity is projected to remain a long-term problem. Once warehouse capacity is no longer the constraint, repeating the process would involve looking for the next constraint in the logistics network.